The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
So, let's talk Rockets, man.
The great thing was, Gerald Green played like James Hart.
Chris Paul was very good.
Trevor Ariza was good. Like we said, there has to be someone besides James Harden step up. I didn't mean that James Harden could just lay down.
That was okay to see. The fact that he was that bad and they won by 20.
You know, the rest of the starters all played well. If they're winning by 20 now, imagine what happens when James Harden and Chris Paul have a good night on the same night.
Yeah,
it could get ugly.
Here's the headline. No place in the NFL for cheerleaders in 2018. In this hashtag Me Too era, there's no longer any place for it. She's claiming to be the voice of all women by saying it's demeaning. Guess what, though? She's not. And by the way, we all don't have the same skills, Nancy. You know what? Some people are really intellectual and very smart and can do things that way. Some people are attractive and want to take advantage of that. There's a lot of those cheerleaders who've gone on and used that to do public speaking. Yeah, maybe to them it's not demeaning.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at producer T. Scott, filling in for the last hour here, coming in out of the bullpen.
Hopefully. I forgot about this.
Yeah,
did you? The text that we got from Zhang today.
Yeah.
I have to take off at 6 today because of a wedding liquor picking thing. Tyler will produce from 6 to 7. Does that sound like the most BS thing ever?
Well, I don't know. I did one.
A wedding liquor picking thing.
I could see that. It's a big wedding, man. And I went through one very big wedding, and it was a pain in the ass. Everything we had, everything. And I didn't want anything to do with any of it, right? It's just like, dude, this is... You pick. You're the woman.
All I'm saying is that it's got to be possible to do that. Just some hour that's not between 4 and 7, right?
It's all right. Tyler's got to do. By the way, welcome in SportsMap 94.1.
Hi,
listeners.
SportsMap.
Yeah, Tyler's got to do that hour anyway. It makes perfect sense for him to do both.
Who's in there in the SportsMap room?
Jose.
Oh God, poor mappers.
I will say I've been to an Asian wedding before, and like there's so much liquor there. There's like a bottle of cognac on every table, and I don't know whether or not they're doing that.
Yeah, like I think they are. We're probably going to be at the same table though.
I'm guessing all of us white folk.
Yeah, yeah.
And
guess, more station
frankly,
folk.
Well, but we can put away alcohol pretty well compared to the other guests.
He might have to separate us.
Yeah, Fred will probably put that bottle away before I even get there.
Probably. And plus, it's walking distance for me, so that's even better. I don't have to worry about getting in a car or an Uber or anything. Just go and get drunk and have fun. So, yeah, no Jong. If you want to get in, you know the numbers. And so yeah, the guy who called sent me like a link to whatever house for sale. And again, I'll just say... It doesn't mean anything. Let the season play out, and then I'll be happy to take that phone call when they're eliminated. Just like do you think LeBron would come to the Rockets? Let's let the Cavs get knocked out and the Rockets get knocked out, or maybe they play each other in the finals.
Yeah, and then maybe James Harden and LeBron James get in a fist fight, and then maybe that changes things. I mean,
or maybe they get caught having sex. I mean, that would change everything. And it comes out that they're lovers, and they don't want to play on the same team because, you know, who wants to be around their lover that much?
Nobody.
We don't know. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So, yeah, I meant to ask Jong about that today, and we just never got around to it. That's probably my fault.
It happens.
Yeah. Because I'm just kind of curious what you need an hour on your alcohol for.
I don't know.
I'm guessing it's more than an hour, though. I guess like he just had to leave early for his appointment is what it is.
Maybe the liquor store is like really far away and he has to get there before 9.
That's possible.
Yeah, because they close at 9. But, oh, well, so we don't have John. Hey, did you see, it's nothing, I don't want to be too USA Today heavy today, but they polled like NFL agents about all kinds of stuff, like which team is best and worst prepared during contract negotiations and things like that. I don't know how many agents, but a bunch of them. And the Texans don't make any of the lists, best or worst. But like they asked them which team is prepared during contract negotiations. The best are 49ers, Eagles, Patriots, Broncos, and Packers. The worst? Bengals, Browns, of course.
Of course.
Redskins, Bears, Jets, and Raiders.
Okay.
Which NFL decision maker do you respect the most? Number one, Ozzie Newsome.
Okay. I mean, he's pretty well regarded.
Yeah. Yeah. I think most non-agents would have pretty high regard for him. Two, Bill Belichick. Three, Seahawks GM John Snyder.
Okay.
Three-way tie for fourth, Colts GM Chris Ballard. Steelers GM Kevin Colbert. Rams GM Les Snead. Ballard just got the gig, so it's a little hard to...
Yeah, who knows?
Trust the least? Redskins President Bruce Allen.
That sounds about right.
Dolphins Executive VP of Operations Mike Tannenbaum.
Okay.
Broncos GM John Elway.
That's not surprising to me.
No, not at all. And Bengals owner Mike Brown. Right. None of those guys surprised me on that list. And then they were asked to rate the job performance of NFLPA Chief Damaris Smith. With an excellent, good, fair, poor, or abstain. 8% abstained. No one rated him excellent. 10% rated him good. 50% rated him fair. 32% rated him poor. And one agent was quoted as, he's doing the worst job of any union chief with no understanding of PR and how to state the player's case and fans... to the fans and public. Okay, if an agent doesn't like me, and I'm guessing the agent probably wants that job, so I'm not going to pay too much attention to that. Their favorite things about the collective bargaining agreement? The rules instituted for player safety and health. The growth of the salary cap. Better benefits in terms of health and retirement. Teams being forced to spend a minimum percentage of salary cap. And it will expire in 3 more years. That's their 5 favorite things about the CBA. The worst things? Then, of course, again, these are agents. So what would you expect? Rookie wage scale, which I like. I'm sorry, agent. Revenue split favors owners, not players. Wah. Middle class players struggling to get jobs because they're too easily replaced by rookies. And Roger Goodell's disciplinary power. I agree with you on that one. Yeah, do something about Goodell. So there you go. Now you know what the agents think. There's like absolutely nothing in there that surprises me even 1%.
No, not at all.
So apparently LeBron came out and defended the reporter's question.
Yeah, he did. So. And that's why I'm like, who cares? Like, what's the big deal if LeBron doesn't care? But, I mean, listen, it is a little bit of cheap heat for TNT. To like, clearly they're trying to get an emotional reaction because they think that a tweet of it will go viral or whatever. That they're looking to get attention for it, and it worked.
Yeah. Somebody said, the last Asian wedding I went to had 3 1.75 bottles, and at the end I tried to catch the bouquet. Clear height advantage, but poor hands. Yeah, the other thing is they're going to be releasing the NFL schedule tonight. I don't think it's happening before we're off the air, though. So, Jose says, by now it seems as though Tyler is the Jerome Solomon of producers. First call when anyone isn't going to be there.
Tyler, he's always ready.
Yeah, Tyler's a made guy. I mean, he's not, you know, he's not upper level, no questions. I'm not going to trust him with a hit.
No,
but definitely he can handle. You know, he could handle an action.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, so he's all right. Jose hasn't even reached spider status yet, though.
No,
he's got a long way to go. That's just not happening.
Schedules are being released at 8 p.m. Eastern.
So
right whenever we get off.
We call that 7 p.m. Central. I don't know if you're familiar with when the show ends.
But I know. That's just the article that listed it.
But some of them are, I'm sure some things are going to start leaking before then. Like, apparently somebody got a picture of the Packers schedule and had the first 12 games. Rachel says, why are they picking out liquor if they aren't going to just drink a bleep ton of Hennessy?
They probably are.
Yeah. I don't know. Listen, since we got to go to this thing, if they're going to be spending an effort on something, I prefer it be alcohol.
Is it too much to ask?
Oh.
No.
And I think
it's all right. Let him go pick out his booze. And
it's okay. Tyler can handle it. He hasn't screwed anything up yet.
If he has bad booze at the wedding, we'll look back at this day and dude, you basically took a third of a vacation day.
Yeah.
To go try these, to test drive these booze, and this is what you came up with? So if there's like Jägermeister and Rumpel Mints on the table, there's going to be frustrations.
Yeah. That's going to be where we go out back and smoke weed. Mont says, can you guys play a game for me? Guess the Texans bye week. No.
No.
No, not going to play that one. Sorry. 713-780. ESPN is your number.
All right, guys, let me tell you about my computer career. And we can talk about Jacob here, who was a mechanic back in June, stressed out. He was working too much, 50, 60-hour weeks. Less than 6 months later, he started his IT career, making more money, working less hours. How long is it going to take you? Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take that free career evaluation today. Could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. If you don't have experience or training with computers, who cares? Helping people start an IT career is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. More than just a school, though, My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. mycomputercareer.edu. Taking it for granted that
I should lose a living. To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Have you seen this Morgan Freeman commercial for Mountain Dew?
Yeah, it was a Super Bowl commercial, wasn't it?
Was it? I don't remember from the Super Bowl. But
wasn't it, Tyler?
That was the one that he did with Peter Dinklage.
Yeah, yeah.
But
they went back to back.
I haven't seen that one.
No, I think this one's different.
Oh, it's a new one?
Yeah, where he's doing a fake rap. He's doing he's doing a lip syncing to some song that's fairly popular.
Okay.
If you got Morgan Freeman in a commercial, you're using that dude's voice. I don't want him lip syncing.
I guess maybe that's the gag. I don't know.
I'm just like, yeah, and it's not a very good job of lip syncing either. Just so you know, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776.
So I don't want to further my reputation around here as an obnoxious diva, but do you think it's possible to say nobody uses mic 3 except for AJ? Like everybody else leave that mic alone?
I don't think that's too much to ask. We've got 4 mics here. The only time it's going to come into play is when John Lance and Raheel have a guest.
Okay.
So then,
what are the odds they're going to do that?
6%. Yeah. I mean, it's going to happen. It's not. I mean, it may not happen every day, but at some point they'll have somebody in here.
So I think Lance sits on 1. John usually sits on 4. And then whenever Raheel's in for that from 9 to 9:30, where all 3 of them are there, Raheel's on mic 3.
Oh, okay.
Well, you
or
could
two, I don't know.
Well, I ask him to do two. What's the difference?
No, because it does come off as me being obnoxious, which...
Well, that's okay. When did that start bothering you?
I don't know.
When did you ever care?
I've developed a reputation around here.
But that's all right.
I hear it from enough people. I don't need that.
I don't have a problem with you asking, because all I can do is say no.
But it would be nice. If like,
so just
maybe, you know what, maybe it's best to do this through the producers. Like, I'll just talk to you and Jong and Nick.
And you'd have to talk to Dell also.
Oh, and Dell. Yeah. Well, that makes it difficult because he's also on air. But
that would actually solve two problems, though.
But, he uses mic 4, though.
Yeah, he's on 4 all the time.
Make a sign in there, Tyler, that says, don't use mic 3. Put it on the board.
So we're going to act like it's broken?
Yeah, or okay. Say that it's the worst quality microphone. Say mic 3 is the worst microphone. Don't mess with it unless you have to, unless there's an emergency. So if there's an emergency, you can use mic 3. But preferably no one use mic 3 under any circumstance.
That's a lot to remember, but I think I got you.
You get the gist of it. It doesn't have to be word for word, okay. But you know what I'm saying.
You know, it really is coming off as a little little obnoxious, yeah.
But at least then it's with the producers and not with the other on-air staff. So like Joel Blank, and you know, he's not going to make fun of me for being a diva, which he always does. You know, Granato won't make fun of me about it. Because they'll be none the wiser.
And they've got diva issues of their own.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And,
so. That's pot kettle right there if Granato starts calling me. Well, honestly, it's that if Joel calls me one too. But whatever.
Well, you guys all have your own little diva-isms going.
Yes, we do.
There's no question. Somebody asked, how do they decide which teams play which in the NFL regular season? It rotates every year. Like, so each year you'll play, you know, obviously you play the teams in your division twice. You play... Like if you're let's say you're the AFC South, one year you'll play the AFC East, then you'll play the West, and then you play the North, and it rotates every 3 years, and then you play the NFC ones every 4 years. Just rotate divisions. And then whatever place you finish in, you play the same place team in the other two divisions that you're not playing in the AFC.
Right.
So it's a pretty simple process. That's why you know who everybody's playing at the end of the season. It's just, you know, this is a big deal because you'll find out. And so everybody has to go through the, let's predict the Texans record thing. How many of us got 4-12 last year?
None.
Yeah. So now you've got to do the, before the draft, you got to predict and then figure out whether Deshaun Watson's going to stay healthy. Or for that matter, whether J.J. Watt ever comes back.
Yeah, that's
he may
true.
Be one of the most 100 important people, but that doesn't get you any sacks.
No.
It doesn't help your defense.
No.
And I'm really happy that he did everything he did, but I, you know, football guy, I'd like to see him on the field. Apparently, a couple of quarterback things for you. Apparently, there's a rumor out there that Baker Mayfield to the Jets at 3 is a done deal.
I've been hearing that, which...
Yeah, well, you've been hearing this now for about a week.
Yeah.
And guess who appears to be interested in Josh Rosen? Because we're not getting a lot of teams saying, boy, they're really interested in Josh Rosen. We're getting a lot of people saying, they're not really happy about Josh Rosen.
Yeah, they're tiptoeing around Josh Rosen.
Well, Doug Kayed, who I don't know who he is, but he has a blue check, so that must make him.
He's got to be important.
Says the Patriots' interest in Josh Rosen is real. And then Schefter tweeted out, Brady is still not committed to playing in 2018, even though people who know him believe he will be back.
I mean, that wouldn't surprise me. Like a guy who's got maybe some attitude issues or whatever they think. Like you put a guy like that in the Patriots system, they'll probably figure it out.
Yeah. I mean.
They were the ones willing to take a chance on Ryan Mallett.
Yeah, and you know what? We didn't hear much about Ryan Mallett when he was there, did we?
Of course, as soon as he got here, he starts showing up late for practice and sleeping in. But
Yeah, and getting beat out for the position and then winning it. And getting kicked. Yeah. That would make sense. I would bet they'd turn him into a player.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not as handsome as Garoppolo, but did a pretty good job with him.
Yeah.
I could see that making a lot of sense because realistically, you're sitting at least a year, maybe two.
Yeah.
And that's a guy that given that kind of time and maybe some I think he needs some mental maturity as much as he needs physical maturity. And maybe being with Brady and Belichick would get him there. Maybe he'd be all right. That might be a best case scenario for Josh Rosen, in my opinion.
I would say so. I mean, that's also a best case scenario for a lot of quarterbacks.
Well, yeah, it's a best case scenario for almost everybody. But the problem is the other places that would be a good, well, you know what? I'll throw one out there for you if he lasted long enough. What about Jacksonville?
For Rosen?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Jacksonville's one of those teams where if the right value guy is there at quarterback, I could see them taking him.
Because yeah, they don't really have a specific need. They have some areas they could shore up. Another receiver would be
wide receiver is what I was thinking. Yeah. But I mean,
if there's not a guy there that you like that much where they pick and you know you can get one of those in the second round, why not something like that if he slips there?
I wouldn't be opposed to it.
I really like what Jacksonville has done the last couple of years. I got to give Coughlin credit. I mean, I
would say what they need, they could probably use a quarterback. They can use another receiver. Offensive line is always, be better.
It could, but they just spent a bunch of money on Norwell to shore that up.
And defensively, maybe linebacker is where they need help. If anything, they're going to move Miles Jack inside. So maybe you need a strong side linebacker.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, I think they have guys on the roster who could slide into those roles pretty well.
Yeah.
I mean, that might be ready to go before somebody they draft. But the reality is, if you draft Josh Rosen and Blake Bortles isn't playing well, you're going to get into that whole thing. When does he get a chance?
Yep.
And you're drafting him to play at some point. You know, that's the thing. If you draft a Lamar Jackson, that's a little different.
Yeah.
Because you've got kind of a – you're saying he's a project, and if he works out, great. And if not, then we have our guy. But you did just pay Bortles, so maybe.
Yeah.
But you
paid him knowing that this is a show me year.
Yeah. And it's an easy out next season if you want to get out of it. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And, you know, if the Jaguars need more money, I bet I know where they can go.
They can go to Bill Advisor. Yeah, all their monthly recurring bills, like Blake Bortles contract, things like that. Maybe Bill Advisor could help them get a better rate on those things. I doubt that, but if you've got a cell phone, you've got cable, you've got internet, electricity. I hope you have that at your house. You've got home and auto insurance. I hope you have that. You're probably overpaying. You started out, you got a great deal on those, but the bill went up when you weren't paying attention. They got you. Now you can get with Bill Advisor. Bill Advisor can get that money back. They work directly with your providers. They'll reduce your monthly rates. You don't have to lower your service. You just lower your bill. Week in, week out, Bill Advisor is winning for hundreds of our listeners. Most save over $800 a year. Several are saving thousands. And they've been running the $150 challenge that guarantees 150 savings or your money back. They are now so confident they've doubled that guarantee from $150 to $300. That's right. If you don't save at least $300, you're going to get every penny back. That's real money. There's still no setup fee. The service is $12.99 a month, which is basically nothing when you consider what you're saving. Between $400 or $4,000, it's the same fee. Start the savings right now. Just text the word GO to 232323, and your personal Bill Advisor is going to get your information and start working for you. One more time, just text the word GO to 232323 or go to BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Coming up Saturday, April 28th from 2 to 5 p.m., you want to join the Kima Boardwalk and 24 breweries who are inviting you to spend a day sampling over 72 of the best craft beers from breweries like 8th Wonder, Alaskan, Buffalo Bayou, Deschutes, Carbach, Galveston Island, Maui, Saloon Door, Spindle Tap, St. Arnold, Southern Star, Real Ale, a lot of great breweries going to be out there sampling their wares at the Kima Craft Beer Fest. You can buy tickets now for $44.95 a person in advance. They're $39.95 if you're a Landry Select Club member or if you've got a military ID. They'll be $49.95 the day of the event, so make sure you get in early. Your admission includes beer samples, giveaways from beer vendors, and food samples. There's going to be live music out there all day. Purchase tickets online at KimaBeerFest.com or on-site at the ticket booths at the Kima Boardwalk. All guests must present a valid ID at the time of purchase and, of course, must be 21 years of age to attend. You can also do the Craft Beer Hotel Package, which includes a one-night stay at the Boardwalk Inn and two tickets to the Craft Beer Festival. Go to KimaCraftBeerFest.com for all the details. That's the Kima Craft Beer Fest, Saturday, April 28th from 2 to 5 p.m.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. So, you're a parent.
I am.
Tyler, you're a child.
Some would say.
Turns out parents really do have a favorite kid, according to a survey.
Of course they do.
Yeah, well, here's a 1,000-person survey. 23% of parents favor one child. Odds are it's usually the youngest. Many refuse to name their favorite, with 63% saying they don't have a favorite, so they lied, and 14% saying they weren't sure. But a little more... Then a quarter of the parents said their oldest was the favorite. Middle children came in dead last.
Mm.
Hardly surprising, right?
I only have two, so...
You're not planning on any more.
No. If I have any more, there's going to be some interesting conversations.
why does he look like your yoga instructor? I'm just kind of curious. You don't have to worry about the middle child thing.
Right. If you're going to get me to, if you're going to get try to get me to announce my favorite,
I'm not going to. I'm just saying.
I don't need that at home.
No, you don't. You don't, especially at the age yours are now.
Right.
See, mine are old enough that they don't care.
Yeah. Mine. It also changes day to day which one I like. Like some days I'll like the big one better, and then some days I don't.
Yeah. Well, that's natural. I think every parent goes through that. Like one day it's this one day it's that one. Just depends on which one's behaving or being nice to you and not being a dickweed, that kind of stuff. So my middle brother always complained that
he was the least loved.
Yeah, because he was the middle one.
Yeah, that's probably about right.
Well, it's like that line in Fight Club where the middle children of history. I mean, it's I kind of get it, but. The thing is, like, my son had a pretty good run before my daughter was born, where he was always the favorite because he was the first.
He was the only.
And he was a son. So I think he understands that, you know, she took over the top spot in the poll for a while.
And then, like, with your kids, you and your son have so much in common that, like, I would think, Fred would probably like him, but then... Like, most of the things he has in common with you are the things that you hate about yourself. So it's like, that's why
That's not true. That's not true. He does. No, I don't hate anything about myself.
I'm just kidding.
Except my appearance. But that's life, you know. I have a lot in common with both of them in very different ways, which is, you know, he wants to be a writer and he wants to do fiction and he's really good at it. And, you know, and we have great conversations about that. And I also. Tell him you better have a backup plan.
Yeah, make sure you get a real job. Make sure you get a real job that so you can pay bills while you write your book.
Yeah, yeah. You know, but he's got a little bit of, he's got a little bit of that artist thing going on with the beard and the, you know, the guy in the corner at the party with the dark glasses sort of thing, the brooding type, which I went through that phase, so I get all that. But he's a really smart kid. He just frustrates me in terms of little common sense things. But... And my daughter wants to either act or do broadcasting, so we got, you know, it's like I have a lot in common with both of them.
And she got you a samurai sword.
She did, which that, you know, that helped. that helped her ranking. And, you know, so I basically, every time I see them, I let them know where they are in the rankings. That way, one of them wants to work harder. They can, and they tend to. They're very competitive. They both want to be number one. So.
They're battlers.
Yeah. Yeah. 713-780-ESPN. I got another one for you here.
All right.
You're a Netflix guy.
I am.
You're an Uber guy.
I am.
It's making you fat.
Shocker. honestly, there's a lot of things making me fat. Netflix and Uber, not anywhere near the top of the list.
According to 1,000 healthcare professionals and more than 1,000 U.S. adults, 88% of Americans moved less in the last few years due to increased screen time, while 80% blame on-demand meal delivery, ride-sharing services, or shopping apps.
How's ride-sharing services? Like,
well, I got to be honest. There's a lot of places, a lot of times when we go someplace and then, you know, the wife just doesn't feel like walking, so we take an Uber. And it's kind of like, you know, it's a 10-minute walk.
I don't take an Uber anywhere I could walk.
Well, and that's what this is talking about. So I try not to.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, also, if you take an Uber, you're getting dropped off right at the entrance of some place. Like, if you go to a game, you're parking far away, and you got to walk.
That's true. Yeah. I usually only take an Uber if I'm too drunk to drive, or like when we're in Vegas, I go on my run in the morning. I run down to that Whole Foods.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I've got a bunch of beer, and I can't really carry it all back. I could, but it would be lame. Because usually it's like 100,000 degrees there, and, you know, I've got 25 pounds worth of beer.
Right.
I'd rather just call an Uber and have them bring it back to my hotel.
But that makes sense.
Yeah.
But
other than that, if it's walking distance, I just walk.
Yeah. The only time I use Uber is if we're going to go to dinner over in Montrose or something.
Yeah.
That's too far to walk, and, you know, I don't want to drive because I want to have a nice bottle of wine or something.
Yeah.
But where you get into the habit is, like, let's say you're downtown, and it's like, okay, it's 15 minutes. Okay, 6:41. That might be your latest debut burp of an entire show. Congratulations. I think that's a new record for latest first burp.
You're welcome.
7:41. So.
No, 6:41. I was going to say, if it's 7:41, I should be out of here.
7:41 Eastern.
About Eastern
well,
time.
Yeah, you put me on that thought process. That's on you. That's on you. Don't. You know, don't be pulling a Jose here, trying to blame everybody else. That's your fault. All right, guys, got to tell you about Texans Can Academies. The great place, man. They take in kids that have had issues at other schools and had to drop out. And some of those issues are really simple things, like they couldn't get to school or they had to get a job to support their family. Well, they take these kids in. They give them a second chance. They work around whatever those issues are. And they get them bus passes so they can get to campus. Sometimes they get them glasses. Sometimes they even feed them. That's what they do. And so many of these kids go on and do great things. They graduate and go on to be important members of our community. So you can help them. All you have to do is make a donation of a vehicle you're not using anymore. It can be a truck. It can be a car. It can be a motorcycle. It can be a tractor. It can be a four-wheeler. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Doesn't matter if it'll start or not. Doesn't matter if it's got flood damage. They're going to come and tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. And your donation is tax deductible. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, $50 Visa gift card. And the cool thing is, if you can hear my voice on the radio, they will come and tow it free of charge. Give them a call today, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. It takes seconds online if you want to go to HoustonCarsForKids.com to get it taken care of. And you're going to be donating something that's going to make a difference and get rid of something you don't need anymore, and you're getting a tax deduction. Do it today, 713-225-4226, right off the car, not the kid.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Republic Harley Davidson. Listen, I don't live anywhere close to Republic Harley-Davidson down in Sugar Land. I pass up probably four or five dealerships on my way down there. It's worth it to have the best in the business working on my bike. They've got seven master technicians on staff, way more than any other Harley dealer in Houston. You know the job's going to get done right. If you haven't been out to Republic, the showroom, you wouldn't believe it unless you see it. They've got about 100 brand new bikes on the showroom floor, every model, every color, and outside they've got a ton more pre-owned. And right now when you buy a new Softail at Republic, you get a helmet, jacket, and boots. If you need some new tires, they've got you covered. It's a great time to buy them. Get a full set installed while you wait for just $329 after the $70 rebate. Customer satisfaction scores are just in. Republic Harley-Davidson above national, regional, and local averages, and they're number one in the market. They know how to treat their customers. And bike night tonight, it's already going. It's already underway. They're going till 9 o'clock. The Mark May Band's playing. They've got some great food down there, and they're giving away a Harley. You can only register to win at bike night. The more events you go to, the more chances you get to register. And in October, one lucky winner's walking away with a new Harley. Whatever your need, service, newer pre-owned bikes, merchandise, riding classes, Republic Harley-Davidson is the best in the business. They've got financing for everyone. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com. It's Republic Harley-Davidson.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Make sure you check out SportsMap.com. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU, which is a great place to see everything that's posted, including the two-man game video from Joel Blank and Mario Elie is up. In addition to all the things I mentioned earlier in the show. So, got an interview with A.J. Hinch that appeared on Charlie Polillo. Tomorrow we'll have A.J., we'll have Charlie Polillo, we'll have the NASCAR preview from Trey.
Juggy T.
Juggy T's out there working on it. I feel like I already know exactly what he's going to write, because every time I walk out there, it's, I think I'm going to pick Logano to win this week. So, all right, let's do Hoffman on Hollywood.
Let's do it. Let's first talk about Mariah Carey. Who's being sued.
By LeBron James?
No, by Stella Bolochnikov. Sounds like a girl you'd be into.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's her former manager. She worked for Mariah for nearly 3 years before they parted ways in November of 2017. Her main problem is she says that Mariah was constantly naked around her and often did sexual things in her presence. She said that Mariah also has a debilitating substance abuse problem, including alcohol and prescription pills. She told the outlet that the singer was diagnosed with diagnosed with bipolar disorder in 2001, often goes off of her medication. A representative for Carey denied all the accusations, saying this is frivolous, and if it is actually filed, we will defend ourselves
vehemently.
Strongly. Yeah, vehemently. Did you hear about Bill Cosby?
More pudding.
More about where he doesn't enjoy putting it. Apparently, Bill Cosby says, I can't be guilty of these things they're saying because I just don't enjoy sexual intercourse. My thing was petting women. I don't like to have sexual intercourse with them.
Okay.
So he says, how is it possible that I've raped all these women?
And maybe because they have to be drugged for you to actually enjoy it. That could be.
He does have five children. Those don't happen by petting.
It doesn't mean he enjoyed it, though, AJ.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess
that's the point, right?
Yeah. But who doesn't enjoy it? That's a lie.
I don't enjoy it.
That's a lie.
It's a mischaracterization of the truth.
Maybe that's a more fair statement.
It depends on what your version of, what your definition of is.
Well, that doesn't mean, I had a girlfriend that was really awkward with it. I didn't want to do it anymore after a while. So in that point, yeah, I didn't enjoy it. But in general, there's always somebody you click with at some point.
John Travolta has
a boyfriend?
No, he's worked with some pretty good directors in his life. He's been doing movies for about 40 years. He's worked for Quentin Tarantino, Oliver Stone, John Woo. It's a pretty good resume of directors he's worked with. Guess who he says is the best? the best that he's worked with. Fred Durst. Yep. He's working on the upcoming thriller entitled Moose, where Travolta plays an obsessed fan who destroys his favorite action star's life. And he says that Fred is just out of this world. He is a great director. He's doing great things. And this movie is going to be great because of him.
It's going to be tremendous.
Tremendous.
It's going to be the best movie ever.
Tremendous.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've heard a lot of actors who are getting along with directors say that this guy's the best one while they're doing the movie.
And then a weird story about Will Smith and Michael Jackson has come out where there was a ruckus broke out at a BET Awards. And Will Smith was shoved into a closet by security when a voice from behind him said, "Hey," and it was Michael Jackson. And what did Michael Jackson want to talk about?
Coming out of the closet?
Comic books.
Oh.
What?
I'm sorry. That was...
Yeah. Knight got into a confrontation with Snoop Dogg at the 2002 BET Awards. And I guess during the confrontation, Will Smith went into this closet and Michael Jackson happened to be in there and wanted to talk to him about comic books for a while, which is very, very odd. Also not totally surprising. And that, my friends, is this week's Hoffman on Hollywood.
Well, I think Will Smith would be too old for Michael Jackson to want to talk to him about anything
probably.
Else. So,
yeah.
See, Snoop is doing Hockey 101 things. They're hilarious. And talk about a guy who's got a pretty good agent. Because he just finds all this stuff. And
oh, yeah.
He stays really busy. Well. He does. And he's... Yeah, he's turned himself into an icon. I'm a little surprised he wasn't on that 100 list. Especially when a lot of entertainers that I hadn't heard of were
exactly.
on it. I've heard of Snoop.
Capital S O yes, I'm fresh in double O P. DOGGYDOGG you see.
Ah. I do see. All right. Well, Tyler, you came in relief. You didn't give
you
up.
Didn't suck.
You didn't suck, no. You didn't Giles it.
No.
I think you got us to the ninth inning. Not really, maybe a couple walks. That's about it.
Little update on the association games going on right now. Philly 37, Miami 33. Blazers and Pelicans start at 8, and then Warriors and the Popovich-less Spurs at 8:30.
Who's coaching them tonight?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure who's going to be.
It'd be kind of cool if it were Becky Hammon.
It might be.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Pop won't be coaching, so... I'm sure they've got some sort of plan in place. If it was Becky Hammon, I feel like we would have heard that by now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one of their assistants, Ettore Messina.
Okay.
I don't know who he is.
He's a dude. Who cares?
Yeah.
Seen that.
Takes all the fun out of it.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. I'll give Tyler a B. He would get an A, except he only did an hour. So
true.
How can we give him an A?
Lazy.
Yeah. He did do well. He didn't even do both stations. He had Jose over there doing his bitch work. All right.
Nobody use mic 3.
Good job, Hoffman. Decent job, Power. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.